The circuit in figure 8.11 will give us some of the behavior that we've seen in the experimentally derived input impedance. At DC, the impedance of an inductor is zero and that of the capacitor is infinite, therefore the input impedance that the heart sees will be simply R at DC. That's when we take the average of the AOP, we divide by the average of the aortic flow, and we'll get resistance. Then at lower frequencies, the impedance of the inductor is not large enough to have an effect, but the impedance of the capacitor starts to become dominant, and we see a negative phase. Now, as we increase the frequency of excitation, what we'll see is an increase in the impedance of the inductor and a decreasing impedance of the capacitor, and the dominant phase then will become positive, meaning an inductive system. So this model, very, very simple, will give us some of the behavior that we see in the experimentally derived input impedance.